This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Training camps have begun around the National Football League, including in Cincinnati, where not everybody's there. But let's talk some Bengals now with our friend. He's part of the Sirius FM NFL radio. Oh, he dropped off. I just looked and he was there, and now he's gone. All right. Well, Solomon. Oh, I didn't hear that. So Solomon Wilcott's.
Maybe he got called in as an intermediary to try to help soothe some of the tensions between the defensive side of the locker room and Mike Brown.
Solly,
the conciliator. Solly coming in to try to tamp it all down.
Bone, have you texted Solly Wisconsin to find out what's going on?
He reconfirmed 30 minutes ago.
Oh, Solly Wisconsin. I'd maybe try him back. He said he reconfirmed. But he is not answering.
I'm very interested in Bengals camp this summer.
Yeah.
Jordan Moore, roll downs roll. Loyola wide receiver and former standout at Duke University is in their camp. I'm hearing good things. Very early.
Could he make that team?
I mean, I think he could at least make the practice squad. I do.
I guess it started with COVID. Teams don't really pay much attention to other teams' practice squads anymore. It's like usually if a team has you.
Well, and they changed the rules so much you can hoard veterans now. Yeah.
Hoard veterans, and also it went from 10 to 16. Yeah.
But there used to be a time where guys, like, I remember that third preseason or fourth preseason game back then, you wouldn't play some of those iffy guys because you didn't want somebody plucking your guy.
There's fewer games. They've changed the cutdowns and how the cutdowns work, and they've allowed you they've expanded practice squad eligibility and expanded the actual practice squads themselves. So, yeah, I mean, it's more for your own developmental players, but there are smart teams who certainly can find. I mean, isn't it how they lost Darren Waller?
But that was years ago. I'm talking about post-COVID. And Darren Waller, that was it Gruden who saw him on a field in a game? Yeah.
When he wasn't going to play.
Yeah.
And they were like, that's a spicy meatball.
But that was pre...
Yeah. That was obviously pre-COVID. But I mean, there's still teams, I think, that do find, you know, that do a good job. There's probably certain teams that scout other teams' practice squads better than others.
Yeah.
But this is a big summer for the Bengals. I mean, they open up with the Browns. They've had trouble starting seasons on the good foot. The Browns own Joe Burrow early in his career, and they've got some contractual issues to still get done.
Well, let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Joining us now, host of the opening drive on Sirius FM NFL Radio and the Believe in Bengals podcast, it's Solomon Wilcott. And Solly, thank you as always for your time. So let's start with Trey Hendrickson. What the heck's going on with Trey Hendrickson? When do you think we'll see him in Bengals camp?
Well, guys, you know, he is under contract, so he has 1 year left on his remaining deal that's expected to pay him about $15 million for the upcoming season. As you guys well know, he's outplayed that contract. His value is twice that on a per annual basis. And he's being fined right now $50,000 a day for missing practice or not attending. That's why you have the typical situations where players are a hold in. They come to camp, they're counted for. They're not going to do any work to risk injury, but Trey's decided to stay away from the team. And so right now he's incurring penalties up to $50,000 a day. It cannot be waived by the team when he reports. And if he misses a first preseason game, it'll cost him another $800,000 a full game check. So it's going to be very punitive. I expect him to maybe show up soon, but he's really determined to get his value, led the league in sacks over the last 2 years. I just don't know that the holdout can continue. Mm-hmm. I don't think it'd be the wise thing to do, but he's a guy, they know his value. And now the contract has come down to how much money are they going to guarantee beyond the first year of the contract.
Well, Sally, Shamar Stewart is not under contract. He has not signed his rookie deal, so it's not a holdout at all. How do you see that situation playing out? Could there be a realistic possibility that he re-enters the draft, sits out altogether?
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen. It's just too much money there. He's due to make fully guaranteed, $18 million on his rookie contract. I don't know that a player would risk going back into the draft and thinking they're going to get drafted higher. In the meantime, that would be potential money lost, right? Money that could have been earned over a year's time, and to have a zero over the next 365 days just to wait for a little better pay. You and I both know that would probably not be the wisest thing to do. So I do believe he'll end up signing a contract. What the language looks like in that contract, as you and I both know, that's the problem. That's the holdup here. I don't know what it'll look like, but right now it's being called conduct detrimental. You and I both know that's very broad language. Many players don't want to sign a contract that says if I'm late to work or if, for whatever reason. We heard Mike Brown say we don't want to pay a player to be in jail. I think that goes beyond the pale. I don't know that any player, agent, or owner expects for a guy to get paid if he's sitting in jail. So I think that was going much further than where it needed to go. I do believe that if you're the agent now, you've got to figure out, okay, what's next? What can you give the team? And, you know, in terms of you get what you want and you got to give them a little bit of what they want. Because I think the most important thing now is getting your client to work.
Sally, all the attention goes to Jerry Jones when he holds court in Oxnard, but you mentioned some of Mike Brown's comments, and he always meets with the media before Bengals camp starts. And like he kind of talked like, you know, this is normal and everybody goes through this, but I don't know, Sally. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know that everybody's always at war with their best players, seemingly, like, you know, more frequently than not, or too frequently. Like, how did that play in Cincinnati? Like, were people buying what he was selling, or were they like, no, we're really the only team that still, you know, has issues signing a first-round pick?
No, look, there's been articles written by Paul Dana Jr. in The Athletic, who I think does a wonderful job covering the team on the daily, who said that right now in Cincinnati there's very low confidence in the organization, right, you know, when it comes to managing their business. Since the team went to the Super Bowl in 2021, every single offseason since then, they've been in the middle of these contract disputes, whether it was with Jesse Bates entering 2022, whether it was T. Higgins entering 2023, entering 2024 was Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins again. And then now this year is not only Trey Hendrickson, they decided to put the bullseye on their first-round pick, where all other first-round picks have their contract signed. The Bengals are still an outlier in this category. So to me, I think some general managers, some team owners, they're playing chess. Others are playing checkers. Some aren't as good at it as others. The ones that are good at it have Super Bowl trophies in their trophy case. The ones that aren't do not. I mean, we have a clear line of understanding who the best owners are, guys. I mean, the ones who win. The ones who perennially win, and the ones who don't, they tend to have these skirmishes and these arguments with players. I think when Shamar Stewart said it's as if they prefer to win arguments rather than games, I think that hurt some feelings in the building a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And probably because it's more true than it is wrong. I'm not saying it's completely wrong because I know they do want to win. But I think we have to begin to ask ourselves what's really important, and is that always the number one priority?
talking with Solomon Wilcott's Inside Access here on the Fan. Well, the offense shouldn't be a problem, but what is their quarterback and offseason capologist, Joe Burrow? He seemed to figure out how to get the wide receiver signed. I can't imagine he's thrilled that their best pass rusher and their first-round pick aren't in camp.
Look, I could tell you this. Joe Burrow is a phenomenal quarterback, and he doesn't want to have to be discussing other players' contracts. He doesn't want to have to fight these battles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Those of, you know, signed the players, but he knows who he's dealing with. There's a history here, and Carson Palmer lived it. You know, you can go back to the days of Boomer Esiason. We're in a new NFL now, so I think going back that far wouldn't be totally fair to the team owners. But I do think there is a history that suggests that if you're the quarterback and you're going to be asked to go out and win games and determine the fate of the franchise and carry the water for a city and a town, you better be involved in the day-to-day. You better be more – look, he was instrumental after his rookie year. Go get me Ja'Marr Chase. I know this guy. We have great chemistry. I know what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
As it turns out, Joe Burrow was right. The guy's a triple crown winner. He is one of the best receivers this game has ever seen, guys. Before the catch, after the catch, okay? I mean, the numbers don't lie. So I think Joe has taken a more proactive role as much as one can, who plays the quarterback position, to try to help this organization win a championship, to try to push them to heights they've never been before. And you and I both know you can't keep doing the same things you've always done. I think you're going to get a different result. And I think behind the scenes and in every single way possible, Joe Burrow is trying to help this team do that.
Well, Solly, let's assume cooler heads prevail and eventually Ja'Marr Stewart's in camp, Trey Hendrickson's in camp. Have they done enough to close the gap on the Ravens in the AFC North?
See, I think that's a good question. I think teams who try to win championships don't just do status quo. They do status quo, and then they do the next thing, and then they do the next thing, and then when the next opportunity to come to get a little bit better, they do it. And when Jahir Alexander was sitting out there, he went to school not too far from Cincinnati, about an hour, 15-minute drive to Louisville. And knowing that the Bengals need more assets in that secondary, I think they should have been just as active as the Ravens were. But guess what? Lamar Jackson is doing what Joe Burrow's doing. These quarterbacks understand that when you have talent out there you're familiar with and you trust in those players to come into your locker room and help you build a winning culture. Last year, the Ravens had one of the worst secondaries, at least numerically speaking, right? They went through a sea change and really struggled. And so they needed to add more. They now have 5 first-round picks in their secondary. You know, they drafted one in this year's draft, Malachi Starks. And then they went out and got Jahir Alexander to add to that. They expect to be better on defense in the secondary. And I think that means they are a legitimate Super Bowl contender. So you have to give them a lot of credit. And now it just remains to be seen if the Bengals have done enough. I think they've done status quo. What is that? We kept our guys. Did they go out and make any extra moves to bring in other people to help build upon what they already have? I can't say. I can't point to a lot of those moves that were made to do that. So, but let's see if it was good enough, because I do think bringing back, you know, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and Trey Hicks, we all know that those were the right things to do.
Solomon Wilcott, always great, man.
Thank you, brother.
You so much for your time.
You know, guys, I was trying to get through the security here at the airport. I'm on my way traveling, so I'm glad we were able to make it.
Thank you for fitting us in, brother. We appreciate you.
All right, take care now. Bye-bye. Thank
you. That was that's an IA Hall of Fame move
Mentioned that. Yeah, I think Sally's got a good case.
Guy's getting through security.
He's got a good case.
That's above and beyond.
That deserves strong, strong consideration.
You know what they call that in the trades? Anti-Aloysius behavior is what they call that.
Pete Prisco.
Anti-Prisco behavior.
Yeah. Hey, Juan Dixon's joining us at 5 o'clock. He just confirmed. He just confirmed. Cordell Woodland at 5:30. But coming up next, all the young dudes. And when the dust settles on Thursday, will it just be young dudes on the Orioles? Gregory Soto gone. Felix Bautista probably still be here. But what else are the Orioles going to do in the next week? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.